Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
If you are seeking happiness and acceptance but not finding it in the world, this podcast shows you how to change everything in your life. Soul, mind, and body. You can change anything with God. Your prayer life, fighting the spiritual battle, controlling your thoughts, and changing your body. Becoming exactly who God created you to be. Joyful, loving, peaceful, with a strong will and a healthy body. Each day on Reality Reflections with Kendra Von Esch, that's me, we will walk the journey together. I will be here to support and love you through the good times and the bad as I share the ups and downs of my life and help you fight the battles in yours. I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Alrighty, I'm going to talk about the gifts and the charisms that I have received by the Holy Spirit that I don't talk much about. One is when I was slain by the Spirit, and that means that somebody with healing gifts prays over you, lays their hands on you, and then because you are so overcome by the Spirit, your body loses the ability to stand. So I fell back and I laid on the floor. I was completely paralyzed. I'll share all of this in a moment. And then the next gift, which I didn't want because it was so weird to me, was the gift of tongues. And I'll explain to you that whole situation and my fear of charismatic people back then. And then the gift that this one woman sat with me and helped me understand and explained to me that the gift of tongues is pretty much a gateway to all these other gifts. I don't think so, but I digress. So why am I talking about this? Because here we are. We are approaching the descent of the Holy Spirit, which is on Sunday. Last week, it was the ascension of Jesus. So from Easter, Resurrection Day, he was here for 40 days. 500 plus people saw him. And then at the 40th day, he ascended into heaven and said, I must go. If I don't go, you will not receive the Holy Spirit. So during that time, all of the apostles were locked up in the upper room because they were afraid to go out, fear of being murdered. Mary was in there with them. They were praying and praying and praying for the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit came and it was like gift of fire, right? Over each one of them. And then Peter busts out of that upper room and goes out, doesn't mince words, basically tells everyone that you murdered the salvation of the world, Jesus, who is the Son of God. And everyone turns, well, 3,000 of them, not everyone, and said, how can we repent? What can we do? And then, of course, he says, you need to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and repent of your sins. Okay, so today in Acts chapter 19, 1 through 8, this is in the readings. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. Don't let the number 12 pass you by, the 12 apostles. Paul is filled with the Holy Spirit. He probably has the gift of healing, and he lays his hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Okay, let me first talk about me when I was slain in the Spirit. So here is a term for that. It's also resting in the Spirit. A phenomenon of Pentecostalism and the charismatic movement where a person is believed to be overcome by the Holy Spirit. The experience is temporary, during which the individual collapses in a faint, but it's not a faint, by the way, although the faculties of thought and volition remain intact. The slaying takes place when a charismatic, already possessed by the Holy Spirit, lays his or her hands on the head of the other person. It is considered one of the external signs of a special outpouring of divine grace. Okay, let me share what happened to me. I was speaking at a conference, and I had gone to confession, and I was like done with this one sin, because I thought I had it beaten. You know what I mean? I'm like, yep, I'm never doing that again. And then I did it again. And so I won't get into what it was because we're going to take up too much time. I know you're all like, what? What was the sin? So I am speaking 2 days. It's a Saturday and a Sunday conference. And that Saturday night, there is going to be a healing service. And I didn't know what that was. All of a sudden, the MC said, "Hey, everyone, we're going to, you know, have the healers pray over you. There will be a catcher behind you." And this was when I started thinking, oh, my gosh, get me out of here. A catcher behind me? Like, come on. So there were 6 healers. 3 of them were lay people. 3 of them were priests. And I got in the line at the very end. By the way, I was the second to last person, because I wanted to watch all of these fakers. Like, come on, there is no way that these people are fainting in the Holy Spirit. And I still didn't even know what it was, by the way. I had to go home and look it up later that night. So, again, I'm the second to last person in line. And then the MC says, "You know what? We're going to move the healers to the other side of the conference hall, so just turn around in your line." Hello, God is so funny. Now I'm number 2. And I chose a priest who was in a wheelchair. So this, you know, definition says that the priest or the healing person lays their hands on your head. That's not what happened. So this priest is in his wheelchair, and then the woman in front of me goes to his left. I'm in the center, and a person on my left goes to his right. So we make this half circle around him. He turns to the woman to my right, his left, holds out his hands, like palms up, and he says, "Put your hands on mine." So she puts her hands on his, and he says, "Think of Jesus." Now, she doesn't do anything. She doesn't fall. She's just standing there, and I'm freaking out because all of a sudden, my body is starting to feel weird, very weird. Now, people, I have fainted before many times. This isn't even close to fainting. So he turns to me, puts his palms up and says, "Put your hands on mine." So the minute I put my hands on his, he doesn't even get the words, "Think of Jesus," out of his mouth. And I It felt like my knees bent to the right and to the left, which is impossible because your knees don't bend that way, but that's what it felt like. And then I just fell back. Thank God for the catcher who I was making fun of moments ago. And I'm laying on the ground. There are 700 people at this conference. I could tell you that there's probably 100 people who are now walking over me, and I could care less. I don't know what's happening, but I'm in such amazing peace that I couldn't move. I was aware where I was. I could see, but my body was paralyzed, totally paralyzed. And that's when I ran home after that event. I don't know how long I stayed there, but most of the people were done by the time I got up. And I probably forced myself to get up too. So again, it's the Holy Spirit healing you inside. Okay, that was the start of my intense Holy Spirit experience. So then every time I would receive the Eucharist at Mass, I would have that same bodily sensation. So I would come back to my pew, I would kneel, and my whole body was gone. I couldn't feel it. There were some times that I prayed to God, please don't have me fall out of this pew during Mass, because I was like a pile of goo, so relaxed. And that stayed with me for a good year, people, when I would go into adoration to sit with Jesus. Again, the Eucharist. I would ooze into the pew. It was like my body was gone, and my head was like a balloon on a string, just floating around up there. It was insane. So I was telling a friend who happened to be on the board of the Charismatic Renewal Group for the Catholic Church in America. And he said, you know what? You need to get on the board. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not too wild about these charismatic people. You know, I'm not one that prays with my hands in the air and dances around and all that stuff. It was weird to me. As a matter of fact, at that time, I was going to the traditional Latin Mass, which is almost the absolute opposite of how you worship God. But I said this, you know, I said, I will go and I will experience the first meeting. So this is what happened. I'm sitting there while I had probably 60 people in this meeting, and they're all praying in tongues, and I don't even really know what that even means. And I'm just watching all these people with their hands in the air. And I am like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. These people are so weird. But do you want to know what my prayer was? Lord, if this is you, if this is true, I want more. Like, help me. Do you know that it was one of the biggest battles in me, good and evil? This was Satan not wanting me to know how to love Jesus in a completely freeing way, did not want me to receive the gift of tongues, and then yet at the same time, God had me stay there. I seriously was debating, do I just run from this? This is ridiculous. And I remember the whole way down, because I drove with this guy, he was explaining to me the power of the Holy Spirit and what the charismatic renewal was all about. And it didn't click. Do you know how sometimes you hear people, and maybe even it's friends of yours that you're talking about, you know, your faith and all this stuff, and maybe you're being more bookwormy than being, this was my experience. And it just wasn't connecting. So I sat next to this woman, Karen, at one of the lunches, and I was telling her my story. And I asked her, can you please help me understand what this gift of tongues is? Because in the end, I was thinking all these people were crazy. One woman like sung, another person was like, it was so weird. And other people sounded like it was a language, but you know, obviously it wasn't. It's not something that I could understand, and it's not real words. So what is the gift of tongues? Some people can literally speak another language to someone. That's a gift of tongues. Other people, like myself, it is a language with God. It's mine and His. Think about it this way. At least in America, we have the word love. But we don't have different levels of love. So when we say, I love you, God, it's about the same as, I love your shoes. Oh, I love your puppy. Oh, I love my house. You know, things like that. So there's an agape love. And that is a worshiping love. But we just don't have the words to tell God how much we love Him. So this woman is sitting with me on a bench right outside the elevators. And she's explaining to me 1 Corinthians 12. And she reads this to me. Now, in regard to spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be unaware. I want to call out to all the Catholics out there, we do not have this reading read to us very often in Mass. Because they probably, meaning the priests, don't know charisms and how to explain them. Many, many priests, to be honest, don't have a real worshiping Holy Spirit heart. A lot of them are very theological. So when people come to them about these charisms, they don't even know how to talk to them. All right, let me go back. Now, in regard to spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be unaware. You know how when you were pagans, you were constantly attracted and led away to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that nobody speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given through the Spirit of expression of wisdom, to another the expression of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another mighty deeds, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another varieties of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as He wishes. Okay, back with me and this woman Karen, sitting on these benches right in front of the elevators, where everyone was coming up and down, all these people who were at the Charismatic Conference. So she reads me that reading, and she says, look, people just are not aware of these beautiful gifts. And she said that the gift of tongues is the gateway to all of the other gifts, which I do not believe, because I believe I have certain charisms that were given to me before the gift of tongues. Okay? By the way, how do you know what your charisms are? I know that this is like an Enneagram or whatever that word is, where you answer a bunch of questions and then it comes out with your charisms. I think it's St. Catherine of Siena. It's a charism course that I took. And I filled out a bunch of, questions, quizzes, and it came back and it gave me my charisms. And I was like, yep, those are so true. And those are gifts. Those are Holy Spirit gifts. Okay. And not everyone has the same gifts. Doesn't mean we can't work on them. So for example, do you know that I say how bad I am at administration? That is a charism. If you have administration in your bones, in your blood, and you love organizing, and you are real detail-oriented, praise God for that, because I don't have any of it. It was a 1 on my list, and the highest number was 12. Okay, so she's explaining all of this to me, and she's like, do you want the gift of tongues? And this is what I said. I do, but I want it to be a language. I want it to sound like a language, not just, you know, like I hear some people, that's really weird. And she laughed, you know, and so she's like, let's pray together. So she puts her hands on my leg. You know, again, we're sitting on this bench. And she's like, come Holy Spirit, come God. And I don't even remember what she said, but she's like, please give your daughter the beautiful gift of tongues in a language that is beautiful, blah, 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 blah. And so my body started feeling different. I can't explain it. It wasn't exactly relaxed, but it wasn't exactly tingling and all energetic. It was like a mix of both of those. And so then we stopped praying and I looked at her and I'm like, well, okay, now what? And she said, well, just start saying a consonant. She's like, I like the word L. L, 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 you know, and keep saying L, 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 L. And then all of a sudden I start saying L, 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 L. Sorry, there's a couple Blue Jays outside that are just super loud. That might be distracting to you because it's distracting me. L, 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 L. And then all of a sudden, people, my tongue, my jaw, everything from my nose down, I could not feel. And my tongue was going so fast and I had no control over it. I couldn't feel it. And I looked at her and I'm continuing to just pray in tongues. And she's crying. I'm crying and I can't stop. And I look at her and I'm like, you know, I'm still, you know, if you want me to do it, I can. But so this is basically how it went. So I kind of, it's kind of a little bit of like a Chinese and a little bit of an Indian kind of thing. And sometimes when I'm seriously praying in my own home, my tongue goes a speed that there's no way I can make my tongue go that fast. Okay. So I look at her and I'm like, is this it? And she's like, yes. I go, I can't feel the bottom of my jaw, my tongue, my lips. And she says, yes, this is the gift. And she says, don't stop practicing it. And guess what I did? I stopped practicing it. I mean, I stopped praying in tongues for a while until something reminds me, which was today in the readings. I'm like, oh my gosh, it has been months since I prayed in tongues. So this morning I did. And what it does is it just fills me with this higher love, this higher zeal for God. And these gifts are supposed to be shared. And I don't talk about it much because too many people think it's so weird, myself included, until I received the gift. And now I experience how different my prayer life is when I pray in tongues for a period of time. Remember, it's your individual love language with God. So I remember going up to my hotel and I knelt down on my bed and I prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues for so long. And I was crying and I was floating and I was feeling so great. And at that moment, God basically put in my heart, this is what the evil one didn't want you to experience. He did not want you to bust through and to pray to me in a different way. And all the peace about that entire weekend came into me. I had no more doubts, no more questions that these people were crazy, you know? As a matter of fact, I turned and I said, wow, look at how they outwardly show their love for Jesus. And I kept telling everyone, I received the gift of tongues. And guess who had their hands up during the last part of the renewal conference? Me. And then I went into a 5-day silent retreat and I was praying in tongues and I was running around the house with my hands in the air, crying of just such joy of the Holy Spirit in me. Oh, intense. But you know, I don't know. Why don't I pray more that way? Why am I not sharing it with people more often? Is it because I'm worried about them judging me? Not anymore. I just kind of forgot. So when I read the readings today, I'm like praying in tongues. Oh my goodness, I haven't done that in so long. So pray for the Holy Spirit over these next few days. And when Sunday comes, in your heart, truly ask for healing. Ask for the gift of wisdom. Ask for the gift of teaching and healing. I mean, there are so many different charisms. Look them up. Ask yourself, do I have these? How should I nurture these? And so for me, I'm going to add praying in tongues to my prayer life because I just don't do it regularly enough. And what you heard just moments ago was a quick one. I mean, I'm not even in my deep prayer. You know what I'm saying? I just kept saying, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. But it is so much faster. It is so much more supernatural. My tongue doesn't move that way. You know, it doesn't go that fast. You've heard me tongue-tied when I try to say certain things that, you know, are make me blah, blah, blah. Yeah, not when I'm praying in tongues. It's amazing. And it does sort of sound like a language, so I'm grateful for that. But every gift is different. And we have to go back to the body of Christ, that we're all different. Right after this, it talks about, you know, does the foot not need the arm, or, you know, the different parts of the bodies. I know I'm not saying it right, but we need it all. We need the eye. We need the big toe. Otherwise, we'd fall right over. You know, we need the butt so that we could sit on it. We need elbows so that we can bend our arms and shoulder sockets that make us rotate and be able to grab things and hug people. And I mean, if you think about it, we're all different. But all you got to do is ask the Lord for the charisms to be blown up in you based on your body of Christ, your part in the church. Last but not least, what we should be praying for is courage to get out there and share the gospel truth. Because if you're still worried about what other people think of you, you don't have the Holy Spirit in you. I hate to say it that way. So keep praying for the Holy Spirit to light you on fire, right? When the Holy Spirit came into the upper room, it was like tongues of fire over them. And that's what we need. Keep praying for detachment. All you really got to think about is, when I sit in front of Jesus on my judgment day, am I going to look at him and say, yeah, sorry, I didn't want to stick up for you because I was worried about what other people would think about me? I mean, what an insult to God. We have to keep thinking about our eternal salvation. Life on earth should always have the lens of eternity. If I do this, is this bringing me closer to God or away from God? If I do this or say this, will this bring me closer to hell or closer to heaven? If we all thought about our eternal souls, I'm pretty sure we would live differently. We would speak differently. So let's do that today. Let's continue to pray for the Holy Spirit to bust out in us so that we can share the love, the healing, the mercy of God and eternity in heaven and in hell, because it matters. It's not all la, 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 la land here. Oh, everyone goes to heaven because Jesus is so merciful. So let's commit a bunch of mortal sins. Let's cheat on our spouses. Let's be addicted to every drug. Let's go ahead and be addicted to everything that the world offers and not build a prayer life, not listen to God. the Bible tells us that you're not going to get in if you're a drunkard, if you're an adulterer, if you sleep outside of marriage with someone else. People forget these things, and a lot of denominations in the Christian faith, let's just look at our good old buddy Joel Osteen, he doesn't talk about repentance. He doesn't talk about changing your life and being godly and repenting. No, no, no. It's all about God loves you, God will forgive you. And it's a health and wealth type of Christianity, which is basically, well, if you're not wealthy, it's because you're not praying enough. Oh, by the way, give me money and I'll teach you how. You can buy all my things and look at the mansion that he has and the, you know, planes and all this stuff. And yes, he was stealing. He had millions of dollars in his walls. In his walls, people. Tell me that's not thievery, you know, deceit. This is why the Catholic faith isn't loved so much, because we in the Catholic faith believe in the Bible and in repentance. This is why we have confession. This is why sins weigh on us so much, even venial sins. This is why over the past few days I've been looking at myself saying, oh my goodness, what? I was so selfish and all about me, even though I may not have delivered it in a very mean way to people. I made my point, but I could have been more charitable, more loving, you know? This is the walk, and it's beautiful. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, into our souls, into our minds, into our bodies. Light us on fire. Help us to evangelize. Help us to change our lives. Your role, Holy Spirit, is to sanctify us, to make us holy. So we pray to you as we await your descent in this liturgical calendar. On Sunday, we ask that you pour all of the gifts that are made for us into our hearts so that we can be the evangelists that Jesus calls us to be. Mary, we pray to you through your Immaculate Heart. Please ask your beloved spouse to pour grace into our hearts, to change us. And now we will pray for all of the souls who have left us on this earth in purgatory by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In your holy, healing, zealous name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, everyone. Ask for gifts. Ask for charisms. Figure out what they are. I think it's St. Catherine of Siena, but you can just do charism quiz or something like that. I know that anagrams are evil. Anagrams are things that when you get asked multiple questions, and a lot of them are kind of the same questions, they're just phrased in a different way, then it adds up the numbers and it gives you something. I don't know. I mean, if you answer questions that point to the fact that you have administration skills, you probably already know that. So I don't think in this case, it's telling us the future. You know what I mean? I think in this case, it's confirming what we already know about ourselves. Because when I'm done with that quiz and I get my charisms, I got to look those back up. I'll share them with you next time. I say, duh. Yes, those are exactly me. And yes, those other ones are exactly not me. Okay, I'm going to let you go because I've got to run. I'm going to go see my niece, who actually had twin baby girls. So I'm going to see little tiny babies and hold them. Just be so grateful for life. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. Shout out to the Holy Spirit. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.